Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great time already today. And it's just going to get better because Ruth Sherman is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Ruth is an internationally respected authority on speech and interpersonal communications. She's the president of Ruth Sherman Associates, which is a firm that helps people in their business and in their personal development. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. And when I saw this book, I had to read it because that's one of my goals in life, is to get everybody else to see things my way and to do it pretty quickly. Ruth, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Great. Great to be back.
I'm working on this Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, and I think your ideas are great, but people keep resisting me. Ruth, what's going on?
Boy, I don't know. You know, if they only could realize that charisma is not inborn. It's learned. If they read my book, they'll figure out how to do that.
So what you're saying is I haven't got enough charisma here. I've got to work on my charisma. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that at all, Jim.
That's what it sounds like.
No.
But perhaps you're right, because, you know, I keep thinking, you know, why doesn't everybody want to do exactly what I want them to do?
Well, you know what happens, Jim, is it takes a long time. Sometimes with some people, it takes longer than with others. So you got to be patient.
Okay.
I say in the book.
So it's all their fault,
it's
then.
It's a whole series of things.
It's all their fault, then, right? Is that
Oh, definitely. Everybody has. It's their own fault.
Okay, charisma. We hear this word, it's bandied about. It's maybe for a while, it almost seemed like it was being overused. And what is this thing called charisma?
Charisma is a way that we have of connecting with others. Charisma is really about bringing other people into your world and making them feel important. It's about listening very carefully, about making people feel very worthy and able, and again, important.
Does charisma have to have a little energy?
I think charisma has to have a lot of energy. Now, energy is defined in different ways. In other words, you don't have to come on real strong to be charismatic.
Right.
It
you don't have
be
to be
subtle.
In their. You don't have to be in their face.
Don't have
but
to.
But you
be
have.
In their
you
face.
Have to act like you're. You have a pulse, though.
That's. I'm sorry. Say that again.
You have to have a pulse. You have to act like you've got a pulse.
Yeah. You have to have a pulse, and there has to be an inner energy, an inner strength, if you will. What it's really about is the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's my philosophy.
I think that's what I meant, what I was thinking about when I was thinking of energy. You know, I've got to have the energy to care and to demonstrate that I care about you and what's going on in your life and what you're about.
That's right. You've got to care. You've got to like people on some level. You don't have to like everybody personally, but you've got to like people in general, I think. Mm-hmm. You've got to be willing to reach out. You have to be willing to share. You have to be willing to be generous and give. And that requires giving of yourself in terms of help and support, but also giving of yourself in terms of time and listening and being able, again, the biggest key here, I think, is making the person who you're speaking with, or the people you're speaking with, feel important and able, motivated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, when I think of people with charisma, I think of people who see every person they look at them, and it's not just, those people are not just supporting cast members in their life. Those people are real human beings who have a place in life, who whatever it is that they do is important. And when those charismatic people that I'm talking about, when they get close to someone like that, they make that person feel, whatever it may be, if it's just a hello, it's a hello in such a way that that person feels that you value them.
That's exactly right, Jim. You couldn't have said it any better. It's exactly that. It's about value. It's about ascribing value, about giving value, assigning value so that people can feel it. And that's really the key. It's the emotional connection. I think a lot of people feel that they can't get close to others, and that's fine. You can't be personally intimate with everybody you meet.
No.
But you can certainly have that emotional connection. And I think the way you said it was just right.
Well, okay, so what I see out there, Ruth, is a lot of self-absorption. I see a lot of self-reference. I see a lot of me out there in the marketplace. How do those people? How do people like that, people who seem to not see other people, how do they learn how to be to have a little charisma and turn that around for them? Because I think that you know, if everybody's self-absorbed, maybe it works. But I do believe in this world, if you can have a little bit of charisma, if you can show others that you actually do care about them, I think that may be, you might be like, you know, in the world of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. You know, I think you can,
yes, I
think
do.
You could be the king or the queen.
I do. I know what you're saying. I think, Jim, the way you get better at being charismatic is to go out and be with people. You know, I've been doing a lot of speaking lately about the newer generation of folks who are coming into the workplace now. We call them Gen X and Gen Y.
Right.
And they're working for people who are called the boomers, people
right.
from my
people like
generation,
me.
For example.
Yeah, mine too.
Okay. So what's happening is that you've got a whole group of people, while very facile, very, very familiar with technology and the Internet, really have spent most of their time communicating from their computers, from their cell phones, from other types of electronic and distance communication, and they don't have a whole lot of practice.
Whereas you and I went out and played in the street, they were in their room playing on the computer.
That's exactly right. And so it's created a huge gap in skills. These young people, really have a tremendous lack, I think, of interpersonal skills. And so that's what you're seeing. You're seeing this lack of ability, and it's really just because they've never practiced. They've never had anybody teach them. They don't have manners.
So that's why when I call an office and a very, very young person answers the phone as an intern or a young, brand-new employee or something like that, and they act like, even though it's their job to direct me to who I want to be directed to and to help me if I need a little help, even though that's the case, they act like, you know, they can't wait to get off the phone.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
It's one of the many things that I'm talking about because these folks are much more comfortable communicating via technology.
Ruth, you've got a big job. You're trying to accomplish, which I'm going to do everything I can do to help you. We got a lot of work to do, don't we?
We do, Jim.
When we come back after these messages, we're going to get started on it, folks. Ruth is going to help us understand if you think you're charismatically deficient, and if you don't think you are, maybe you just need to listen especially. We'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. Here's Carlos to take us out. Got a black magic woman. We're back. It's 23 after. A little heart for you there. Ann Wilson could really knock it out in those days anyway. Ruth Sherman is our guest, and she's our good friend. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, How to Persuade Anyone of Anything. And she's our good friend. Ruth, give us your website, please.
Oh, the website, Jim, is www.ruthsherman.com.
Just like it sounds. Just spell it just like it sounds. And the book's available there and also wherever books are sold. Is that right?
That's right, Jim.
So go anywhere and look for books and you'll find Ruth's book. And if it's not on the shelf, then obviously it's just been selling out and they've had to reorder and tell them to put your name on the list. Ruth, we're talking about charisma. You're helping us. You're helping me to get a little bit more charisma, which I can always use. And
It's a never-ending battle, Jim.
Well, you're right. I know, especially with me. You always got this hard work with me. What about learning, literally learning to be charismatic? Let me stop for a second, folks. if you're saying, well, how do I know if I need more charisma? Well, here's the thing. How's your life going? How's the way you are working for you? Are you, you know, are you getting dates, guys? Are you know, ladies, is he calling back? You know, are you getting the job? Is your boss, you know, can't wait to get rid of you, or does he seek you out? Are your customers happy to see you coming? So answer those questions and then listen to Ruth. Go ahead, Ruth.
Jim, you know, the fact is that charisma and all of the kinds of skills that are associated with charisma are a series of small but significant behaviors. It's not one single thing. So, for example, it's very important to get people's names right. We don't listen very well anymore, and we're not listening to people when they tell us who they are. I don't know about you, but I'm guilty of this. People introduce themselves to me, they tell me their name, and it goes in one ear and right out
not,
the other.
I wish I were better at that, but I will tell you this. Many years ago, and I mean like, you know, a long time, decades ago, I realized with a name like Blasting Game, I needed to get other people's names right.
That's right. There you go.
And so at least try to pronounce it right. Once you do remember it, try to pronounce their names correctly, first and last, correctly, because it matters.
It matters. You know, one of the things that's happening now, and it's actually been happening for a long time, is that we've got a very diverse, multicultural society.
Right.
No longer are people coming into this country and changing their names to make it sound more American.
Right.
Right? American English. But they're leaving their names the same, so they may have names and probably do have names that are not familiar to our American English-trained tongues. And it's hard, they're hard to say, so you got to ask people. One of the things that I do is if I write an unfamiliar name down, say, on the back of a business card that's handed to me, I write it in a way that's phonetic. That means something to me, so I know how to pronounce it. And that means a lot.
My folks here, whenever there's a new person on the show that has their name, the name is sounds different than it spells, you know, I ask them to put it on there phonetically so I can say it correctly.
And
those are important, but those are little touches, aren't they? That's all part of being charismatic.
Yeah, they're little touches, but let me tell you, putting them all together, they go a long, long way. A long way. Mm-hmm. It's not a single pitch moment. You don't walk into someone's office and have them sign on the dotted line. It doesn't work that way.
So what you're saying is having charisma, and I probably shouldn't use the word charismatic because sometimes that has a religious connotation, which I don't really mean to do. But having charisma, what you're saying is you would rather, after three or four times that you meet someone, you would rather them say, you know what, I really like that Ruth, as opposed to after one meeting say, wow, she just blew me away.
Right. That's right.
I agree
really,
with that.
Right. I would really like them to feel a connection.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I'm after. I'm after that connection because the connection lasts. It lasts.
Your behavior, not always so much what you say, but your behavior has a lot to do with charisma, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's key. Behavior is about what we do. You know, they talk a lot in speaking. You're a speaker, Jim, so you know what I'm talking about. In speaking, they talk a lot about showing people instead of telling people.
Mm-hmm.
Behavior is the ultimate show. You show people the way you are. You demonstrate it. You demonstrate it physically. You demonstrate it by keeping your promises. You demonstrate it by helping people without being asked. You demonstrate it in all these very different ways.
Isn't a lot of charisma about putting other people first?
It's completely about putting other people first. And I don't mean first in a way that puts you at a disadvantage, but that
right.
It's not always about you. It's not always about, you know, before we went on the air, you were talking about people having this very me-oriented
mm-hmm.
Way of being. And it's not about me. It's about you. It's
mm-hmm.
about the others. So
I can I'm just imagining these two highly charismatic people getting together and they both demand that it's all about the other one and they wind up never getting anything done, Ruth. We got this detente.
I wish that were true.
We got this charismatic detente thing going on.
That's a good way of putting it.
Give us your website again, Ruth.
It is www.ruthsherman.com.
And the book is called Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. And folks, it's not just about getting charisma, having charisma, learning charisma. A lot more stuff in the book there, and I certainly recommend it to you. Ruth, will you come back another day?
Oh, will you have me back, Jeff?
Absolutely.
I would love to come back.
My microphone is your microphone.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ruth. We'll see you next time.
Have a great day.
Quick break, right back with Mike Stewart. He's got a lot of charisma, this Mike Stewart guy. And he and I are going to talk about the heart of the sale right after these messages. This is Jim Blasingame, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.